Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure that the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Tom Borg back on the show. Tom's been a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 4 years. He's the president of Tom Borg Consulting. He's a consultant and a trainer and the author of Making Service Count. And he's here to talk to us about three strategies that will help us grow our business into this post-pandemic era that we're focusing on. Tom Borg, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Good to have you back. Tom, one of the things that I love the story about the turtle that was sitting on top of a fence post. And someone said, Mr. Turtle, how'd you get there? And Mr. Turtle said, well, obviously not by myself. Most of us have to recognize that as business owners, that we didn't get on top of the fence post by ourselves. We probably had some help, and for several million businesses in America, that involves teams. And you're an expert in team building and team management and letting teams do their job so they can help us help our company stay on top of the fence post. What do you think?
Absolutely, Jim. You know, especially right now, I know with these uncertain times that we're trying to move through this whole COVID thing, you got to be paying attention to those teams of yours. And now some of the companies that are getting back to work here in Michigan, some are not yet, and some are certainly doing it all online. That's fine. We need to be communicating with our teams more than ever right now, and that means giving them some personal assurances that, hey, they're still going to have a position in the company, just to check in with them to see how they're doing emotionally, how's their family doing. You know, we're finding more and more where people that are cooped up in their own home, they're just not used to that sort of thing.
That's right. Nobody is.
No, and it's causing some real concerns with people. But in the meantime, what a good leader can do right now is just reach out. And I'm saying, hey, give them a phone call. Just don't text them or email them. Give them a phone call maybe once or twice a week just to see how they're doing, depending on how large your company is. But make sure you're letting them know that you're thinking about them and that things are going to be okay, as best as you can assure them of that.
Well, it's quite possible. I mean, I know a lot of people who they kept working. I mean, they didn't slow down. The business continued. But the people were working remotely, and I mean, I know some people who are not gonna bring them back to the office. They said, I've talked to a number of CEOs who've told me, my teams are working better remotely than they were when they were together.
Yes, I've heard that from a number of my clients, and they're finding some are saying, hey, listen, I don't need that long commute to work. I like working out of the house here, and they're saying, well, why don't we let you work more out of the house? That makes total sense.
But that's gonna require different kinds of team management thinking, though, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, this whole COVID thing is pushing us into the future as far as what we were going to be able to do in the future with technology and remote work. I think it's just showing us we can do it, and that as a result, many companies are deciding, hey, let's go ahead and continue on with this.
Well, you and I both know managers who would never on their own would never have made this kind of a break because they're still 20th century thinkers. I need to have all my chickens under my wings, that kind of thing.
Yes.
And this has forced a lot of people to make the shift. As you say, maybe prematurely, certainly earlier than it would have been. But it's going to be an abrupt reordering, and it's going to cause some managers, some leaders, some CEOs to either have to adjust their thinking. And I know one of the things we're talking about is how to manage our teams, but some of us are having to manage ourselves over this. What do you think?
That's exactly right. We're going to have to take a look at just how our idea or our view of working remotely is workable or not. Too often we sometimes get these stereotypes. Well, this is the only way it should be done. Well, Jim, you're an IBM guy yourself way back. Didn't IBM do that? They had people working remote, then they pulled them back into the office.
Oh, yeah, that happened for years. The people I worked with at IBM when they were my sponsor, for years, there were EVPs who never went to a headquarters. But then about 7 or 8 years ago, they pulled them all back in. They made them, you know, move back to Rochester, basically. So it's an evolutionary thing. We're going to take a quick break. We're having a great visit with a good friend, Tom Borg. His book is called Making Service Count. When we come back, we're going to talk about customers. How do we connect? How do we reconnect with customers in the post-pandemic new record? Stay with us. 20 after. I'm sorry. 20 till. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.